The Osgood Files, sponsored by LifeLock. Not only guarding your identity, your good name, and your credit, but also monitoring bank accounts for takeover fraud. LifeLock is the only identity theft protection company that does that. Find out more at LifeLock.com. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood, on the CBS Radio Network. There he was, back on television.
Whenever I interviewed somebody like a Joe Montana or John Elway, I would get them to sign a ball for my son.
A man we haven't seen for a long time, looking older and grayer, and explaining to a court that he'd been wronged. More after this from Charlie. The central irony in the life of O.J. Simpson is that he never served a prison sentence for the murders most people believe he committed, the murders of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman in 1994. He was famously acquitted in that case and settled into a life of golfing and autograph signing. What sent him to prison was an incident in 2007 when he and three friends were arrested in Las Vegas and charged with armed robbery and kidnapping for allegedly breaking into a hotel room and seizing family photographs, awards, signed footballs he collected for his son, and other personal items that he said were being sold by memorabilia dealers without his permission. But now he is back in court, claiming his attorney at the time failed to represent him properly and that he did nothing but try to get back what was rightfully his.
It was my stuff. I followed what I thought the law, my lawyer had told me, you can't break in a guy's room. I didn't break into anybody's room. I didn't beat up anybody. I didn't try to muscle the guys.
He also told the judge that he let his lawyer, Yale Galanter, control him so that when Galanter told him not to testify, he didn't testify.
Yale is in charge. He would tell me often not to talk to them, just talk to him.
He's now asking for a new trial so that this time he can testify.
If you had testified, would you have told the jury what you just told the court today?
Yes, I would.
And maybe, once again, become a free man. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.